Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of the podcast. How are you? What is going on in your lives? This week, we are going to talk about my brand new workbook that just launched. You can get it on Amazon. It is Overcoming Obstacles and Regaining Your Life. It goes through step by step how to go from basically stuck, having your roadblocks, and not knowing which way is up. And it goes through the steps and the motions to really drive you and get you to the happy place in your life, the place you need to be, the place you want to be by the end of it. So we're going to dive into that today and get a little work in also. So we'll be back in just a moment and we'll get right to it. Hey guys, welcome back. All right, so we're going to discuss a little bit about chapter one. So chapter one is starting out determining your obstacles, understanding kind of where you are and what is standing in front of you. If you're not understanding the roadblocks that you're either putting in front of you or that keep happening to you, you're going to have a hard time moving forward. Because if you don't understand those things, you don't know where you stand. You don't know where you are in your quest to better yourself and to better your life. You don't understand what's holding you back, what you're afraid of, your goals, your routines. You don't understand any of those things. You're probably not understanding that you have obstacles in your life. When you are doing the exercises, there's a lot of different ones that are just mostly questions, asking you to kind of look at yourself and really dig deep inside of you to come up with the answer. Yes, it can take a while, obviously, to overcome obstacles. And this workbook is really only just the beginning. Because an obstacle can come along really any day, any time. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you work 9 to 5. It doesn't matter if you work overnights. It doesn't matter if you work in the nighttime. It doesn't matter what you're doing, where you are. Anytime, any day, an obstacle can show up. By knowing your abilities to see your obstacles and to face them head on, the better off you are in the long run. The other thing that the first chapter goes through is how bad do you really want this? How bad do you want to make these changes to achieve your goals? And it looks through looking at your life in all angles. Do you do that or not? If you do, so awesome. If you don't, why not? Why haven't you figured out that you can look at it from the top, the side, the other side, the back, the bottom, underneath, in front of it? You can look at it from all angles and you can learn from that, from your ability to look at it in different angles. If you personally can't look at something all the way around, I'm sure you have someone that in your life that can. Those are the people that you want to go to when you are struggling, because they're going to give you any and all options as to how to build from there, how to see side B, C, D, and E. Without seeing those different sides, you're only facing your obstacles from one direction. And when you're only facing it in one direction, you're only focused on the one area of the obstacle. That one area, while it could be something so trivial as I stopped doing this. Okay, so you stopped doing it, but why did you stop doing it? What happened when you stopped doing it? What started the fact that you stopped? And the other thing it's asking is like, why haven't you sought out help? Why haven't you hired somebody to help you with setting goals, with overcoming your obstacles, with really putting yourself out there and understanding that, hey, I need some help. I need some guidance. Because guidance is how we grow, because that's how we learn. From a child, when we go to preschool, we go to kindergarten, first, second, third, and so on and so forth, we have a teacher. If you're not looking for a teacher in your life, you are not focused on building a better life for yourself. Building a better life for yourself is going to help you build a better life for everybody around you, especially when you have a family, your kids, whatever and whatnot. Sometimes we do have to take time for ourselves. That's what this workbook is for, is to really look at yourself and look at what you can do for yourself. There's also making a list of 100 solutions, writing down activities of making lists, questions for overcoming obstacles. There's examples. There are more questions. The first section is a ton of questioning. It's a lot of digging deep and looking inside of yourself. By doing all of that, you are setting your foundation. You're setting your foundation for you to grow and for you to push forward into the second phase. The second phase of this workbook is goal setting and why it's important. So I'm going to give you a quick break here and we will be right back to go over chapter 2. Welcome back, welcome back. We are going to dive a little bit into chapter 2. Chapter 2 is goal setting and why it's important. So goal setting is very important because it gives you a sense of purpose for a week down the line, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, 30, 60, 90, 180, 365, those kind of goals. It's giving you a purpose for down the line. It's giving you a reason to move forward and to really create something for yourself. With creating things for yourself, you're looking at the bigger picture. And that's what personal development and self-help is all about. Looking at the bigger picture. What do you want out of your life? Where do you want to be in a year, 6 months, 3 months, 5 years, 10 years? Where do you want to be? When it comes to goals, you want to keep them very contained to the time and the period that you are in currently. Your goals should get you out of a funk. They should get you out of the repressed, the depressed, the very backwards area that you are in currently. And that the goals you should be setting are to really pull you out of that. If you're sinking in quicksand, you need something quick and fast to get you out of it. While you want quick and fast to get out of quicksand, when it comes to goals and moving on in your life, you want to take it slow. The human mind does have a little bit of a challenge when it comes to Change. Change is very hard on the human brain, the human psyche. It is incredibly difficult for your brain to wrap your head and wrap yourself around change. So that's why we set goals. We set goals to be able to affect change in our lives while creating an entire future for ourselves. So chapter 2 kind of gives you a little bit of a plan how to actually set a goal and what a goal can look like. There's an action plan of setting your own. There is an action plan that I did myself that I have shown you literally the goal itself, how I'm going to measure my time, because I am huge on creating SMART goals. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based goals. Specific, making sure that my goal is very specific, can answer all questions that anybody would ever have. Measurable would be talking about the way that you are evaluating yourself and using your metrics or your data targets. So what are you looking for and how are you going to put it together? Achievable is it within your scope? Is it possible for you to do it? Is it possible for you to sell $200,000 worth of product in a month? Probably not. It would be more starting out at, 1,000, working your way up to 5,000, working your way up to 10,000, and going up by 10,000 from there to the 200,000, because that's more possible and you are more capable of doing it that way in smaller groups. Relevant, does it make sense with your job function or whatever your purpose is for the goal? Does it improve you or whatever in some way? Does it create an improvement? Time bound meaning your time frame and when you have a basic due date for what you are doing. So if you're creating a goal that's I'm going to drink more water. Okay, well, how much water? Okay, so then you take it and say, okay, specific. I am going to drink 129 ounces of water every day. Awesome, great. How are you going to evaluate that? Okay, so I'm going to get a water tracking app on my phone, and I can just hit a button and it will tell me how many ounces of water I'm drinking by how many ounces I tell it I'm drinking, essentially. Awesome. So then you're going to have a list of every day you're going to do it. Achievable. Is it within my scope to do it? Of course. I can drink 129 ounces of water. Give me a giant cup, a straw with some ice and some water, and I'm good to go. Relevant. Does it make sense for me to do it for what I'm trying to do? Yes, I'm trying to get off popping, trying to get off coffee. I'm trying to get off this and that and this and that. I want to give my body something it needs. Okay. Yes, it will improve my health. It'll improve my overall health. It'll improve my sleep. It'll improve my thought process. It'll improve my skin, my hair, my nails, everything. It'll improve it all. Awesome. So it is relevant. The next part is time bound. I want to start making it a habit within the next 21 days. 21 days, make a habit. So in the goals section, there is a little bit of some more questions talking about knowing your goal and what comes at a cost of setting your goals and being in that mindset of goal setting. There is an activity that you can do. There are kind of games a little bit that you can do, some more questions. And then there's tips on setting goals, which is huge because a lot of people do struggle with goal setting. And if you're not reaching out for help from people, you are going to struggle because you're forgetting about things. You are setting non-specific goals. You are finding that you are running behind because X, Y, and Z, and you're putting so much stuff in front of you that you're forgetting to put it behind you. Whether you finish something or not, it's always staying in front. And we can't have that when it comes to moving on in life and moving on from things that are going on in your life. Those all create obstacles. And that's why this workbook is going to help you pull from deep down and build on it and create something that you can be proud of, that you can enjoy, and you can be happy that you decided to take the leap. And as Denzel Washington said, it's okay to fail forward. It's okay to fall forward because you are moving forward. That's where you want to be, and that's where you want to go, is forward. That's the only way life goes, right? I'm going to give you guys a quick break here, then we're going to hop into the last third part of this book and jump into chapter three and putting it all together. So we'll be right back. Welcome back for chapter three, the final part of this beautiful workbook. Chapter three is all about putting it all together. So it's learning that yes, you may have challenges. Yes, you may have obstacles that are coming and going like the wind, but you know where you were, you know where you are going, but now it's putting those two things together to get you there. It's the true action plan of giving you a task and giving you all the hopes and everything that you can think of, putting it all into one and just doing it. You're never going to get anywhere if you don't do it. You can have on your wall and it could say, just do it with the Nike logo underneath it. And you're going to say, you can wake up on a Monday morning and say, I'm going to do it. Okay, but how are you going to do it? Why are you going to do it? What are you going to do? And eventually, those questions get so overwhelming. And you're just sitting there staring at it and looking like, huh. I don't know how I'm gonna go. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what's gonna happen. I just don't know. Using this workbook, it's going to propel you to things you do know and put forth the motion to use those things that you do know to incite real change. With obstacles being roadblocks and roadblocks being life-altering, they enable so many things like depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues that are not discussed in society today. They are becoming more and more discussed, but they are not nearly as discussed as they truly need to be. The first step when it comes to putting it all together is looking at where you used to be. Looking at what challenges you were facing, things you were putting in front of you, things that you were just putting on your plate and just trying to take care of everything. But knowing that you failed before and knowing how you are now, completely different things. Completely different worlds. Completely different life. Because you're taking the time to put work into it. If you don't put work into something, you're not going to get anything out of it. As the saying goes, you get out what you put in. If you put forth the effort, the work, the hardship, the plans, if you put that all together, you are going to get so much out of it. The second step is to looking at where you are now and focusing on what you used to be that you are not now. Because you have gone through the motions and learned new ways of coping. New coping mechanisms, new ways to put your obstacles in the trash. Finding peace in your life, looking at it positively, those are all huge things that we need as humans, is positivity. To live a positive life, you have to have positivity in it, and you can't fake positivity. You can sit here and say, oh, Rachel, we can fake it. I can look at you and say, oh, you're the nicest person. Like, oh my gosh, you're so sweet. And I could sit here and pretend like I'm believing that. Or I could be in my head saying, gosh, I hate Rachel. She's so annoying. She's so mean. She's this, she's that. You know, you can always see people from both sides. You can always see relationships from both sides. But you can never see problems from both sides. And that's what you want to do in this book, is seeing the problems from both sides. The third step is looking to your future and where you want to be. So then you've answered all the questions that you need to propel yourself forward. The other thing is creating your actual plan and your obstacles and learning how to overcome them. And that's literally the book. It is incredibly inspiring to read it after you've done it, because when you've done it, you're putting in this tremendous amount of work. And by the end of it, you should at least be realizing, hey, I'm moving forward here. I'm really going somewhere and I can do this. I'm going to give you guys one more quick break and then we're going to kind of finish up this episode. So we'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. This is the last part of this episode. I hope this was incredibly helpful for you guys, because I truly enjoy talking about my book. So you guys can pick it up over on Amazon. You can get the hard copy, which is a paperback, beautiful book. I love it. I mean, I am so proud of it, but I'm biased because it's mine, right? I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed putting it together for you guys and everything. Check it out. You can get it in paperback or you can get it on Kindle. I definitely kind of recommend getting it more so in paperback than Kindle. And then there's kind of a list in there of things that you should have for this workbook, like a 3-subject notebook, so you can really dig into the chapters. A journal, so you can actually journal things, how you felt maybe after each section that you're doing, or you're only doing a couple questions a day. You can use it to reflect on what you've learned. A felt tip marker pens. I absolutely love them. They are great for note taking because we learn in colors, and goals are always green for me. And when I am trying to exude power and put an oomph to my anything, I am putting it in red. And like goals, I do in gold sometimes. Two pack of like good writing pens. I really enjoy the Pilot. What are these? Better retractable fine pens. I personally love those the most. But to each their own, a pen's a pen, right? And then there is a gratitude book that I absolutely love. It allows you to really look at life in a positive way because each day you're writing something down that you are grateful for and that you can enjoy and that you do enjoy. So there's a list of those things. I do have it over on my Amazon page. If you guys ever want it, feel free to reach out and send me an email to the RLewmaz@outlook.com. And if you just want the link, you can always shoot me an email and I can send you the link that way. So you can see the list and order what you need off of Amazon. So I hope this was really helpful for you guys to get a little glimpse of inside the workbook and what it really dives into. I look forward to talking to you guys again. Don't forget, head over to Facebook and follow the business page for it's still under R. Lewis, Missouri, but we are now Coastal Waters Life and Career Coaching. That is what we are now as a brand. So check that out. Head over there. That is where I do most of the announcements. You can also find me on Instagram @ThriveInLifeCoach. So there's many ways you can find me. And then you can always check out our podcast here. Many more episodes coming up soon. So check those out. I hope this was great for you guys. I enjoy talking about my book. So if you guys have any more questions, anything, you can send me an email. You can Facebook message me on the page. You can DM me over on Instagram and I will answer your questions. So enjoy and don't forget to head over to Amazon to pick up your copy of Overcoming Obstacles and Regaining Your Life, the workbook. See you on the flip side, guys.